Sirus Nibet Sirus is generously sponsored by the Saka family, a member of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. We gave our introduction to the Amida. We spoke about Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, many interpretations to the words Hashem moved my lips and let me say. We introduced the concept of bowing, and now we begin the opening of the Amida. The first bracha of the Amida is known as the bracha of Avos. Now the truth is, it's not only the opening bracha. Really, the first three brachas is referred to as the Gemara, by the Gemara as Birchas HaAvos, as the bracha of the Avos. And in fact, each of these brachas corresponds with the Avos. The first is the easiest to correlate, because the bracha actually includes a name. Magen Avram, we thank Hashem, the shield of Avram. That corresponds with Avram. Second bracha is Mechaye Mesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the dead back to life. That corresponds with Yitzchak. Why? Because we're told during the Akedah was so intense, the Akedah was so overwhelming, that Yitzchak actually died for a moment. He was brought back to life. So we invoke God's power, God's might, God's kindness corresponds with Yitzchak, who was the recipient of it and was brought back to life. Third bracha is Kedusha, Akela Kadosh, that, for now, that corresponds with Yaakov. Yaakov is described, the pasuk in Yeshaya, that Yaakov, the Holy One, Yaakov, Kadosh Yaakov, Yaakov is described as holy. So really, not only is that first opening bracha, Avos, even though the next two have different names, Gvuros and Kedusha, but really all three are Birkas HaAvos, all three correspond with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the question is why? Why are we starting with this? Why is this our introduction? Why is this the way in which we praise? We spoke about Liolam Yisadar Adam Shvacha Shemakom. Why is it that first we praise and acknowledge God? We're not positioning Him. We're not flattering Him. Rather, we're educating and reminding ourselves. But why? Why begin with Avos? And in fact, one might think it's out of order. The second bracha, known as Gvura, Gvuros, has to do with Kadosh Baruch Hu's unique and distinct might, His power. We'll get to it, but that power manifests in the three keys He holds on to: conception, reign, and the resurrection of the dead. No human being can access those three keys. We cannot manipulate those three things. We're not in control. We're not in charge. As difficult, as painful often as that is, Hashem is in charge. So what does it make sense to start with? Talking about Hashem's unique and distinct Gvura, His might, or Avos? Yeah, we had a great Zayda, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We come from great Yichus. We're nostalgic for the Avos. Which one that makes more sense to start with? Okay, I'll answer for you. It makes much more sense to start with Gvuros. Chronologically, Hashem came before the Avos. And of course, when you talk about in magnitude, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, infinite, He's great, He's mighty, He's all-powerful, He's the source of everything. Let's begin by talking about Him. Let's establish who He is and categorically who we're not. And then we can move along the timeline that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we begin with you, you're incomparable to anyone, anything else. Okay, we'll get to Avos afterwards. Why do we go out of order? Why is Avos the very opening of the Amida? Listen carefully, because this is critically important to understand in reciting the Amida, which we happen to do at least three times a day. We might as well know what we are saying. The answer many, Rav Yigdal Miller, Rav Wolgum, with others say, it's brought down by many Svarim, is that the Avos give us license to daven. Who are we and what are we to be involved, engaged in a conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where do we come off talking to Him, asking Him, praising Him, thanking Him, having a relationship with Him? Where does that right, where does that license, where does that privilege come from? It comes from our Avos. It comes from those who came before. They created, they gave us license, they are the Matir. They gave the precedent and they created the pattern. We know the Gemara Brachos tells us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov established Shachris, Mincha, and Marav. The Marashah, of course, there points out not the liturgy, not the text of those tefillos, but it means the idea that we begin our day by acknowledging Him, we interrupt the middle of our day by acknowledging Him, and we end our day by reflecting and acknowledging Him. That was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Their lives revolved around Hashem. It was an informed, inspired, animated, everything was Hashem. They created that relationship. They paved that way for us. They give us the right, the license. We shouldn't take those three steps forward and feel entitled. Who are we and what are we and what is our tefillah? Elamai, it's the Avos. It's the Avos who gave us that privilege, who gave us that right. Rav Yigdal Miller, for example, quotes the pasuk in Dvarim. Rak ba'avosecha chashak Hashem li'ava osam. It was our ancestors that Hashem was drawn out of love for them, so that we, their descendants, were chosen from among all people. We only have a right, we only have this relationship on the foundation of the avos who come before. It's only because of them that we in fact have anything. The Maharal in the Siva Advoda, based on this, explains a halacha. The halacha is, we mentioned it in our introduction to the Amida. Really, you should have kavana. Ideally, you should be mindful and present. Concentrate from beginning to end. Halavai. If you can't do that, at least concentrate for the first three brachos. If you can't do that, the bare minimum, says the Shulchan Aruch, is concentrate for what? The opening bracha, avos. Even if we don't do that, we don't go back. We have essentially paskin today. We are pathetic and incapable of kavana. For a long time, we've already essentially paskin that, conceded that. It's pretty sad and tragic. But really, minimally, one should have kavana for the opening bracha of avos. Why? Why is avos so important? And in what way, if you only have kavana for it, is it as if you fulfilled the entire Amida? The Maharal in the Siva Avoda says, because the avos are the source of everything. So everything follows the haschala, everything follows the beginning, everything goes back to its source. So whatever needs we're going to have later in the Amida, whatever we're going to say, whatever we're going to invoke, whatever we're going to ask for, even if we're mindless, we're not concentrated, we're not present, it's all subsumed under the beginning. They are the source, they are the beginning, they are the start. They're where it all comes from. Everything that will come later, everything that comes after, is already included and subsumed into the source, into what comes at the very beginning. So if we can acknowledge that we can have kavana for avos, even if we lacked kavana later, avos includes everything that will come after. So that's the first interpretation why avos is so critically important. They're the matir. They give us license. Everything is founded on them. We'll give a second explanation of Ritz Hashem tomorrow.